Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today, it is the Dream Team.
Get your tissues out. Sorry, that's the sort of thing Spoons would say, isn't it?
That's the sort of thing that Spoons did say a few episodes back.
Whenever he's on, I don't listen to it. Just
really? Yeah,
just
oh, you should listen to the one. I don't know, a few episodes back.
It was when
Stuart was on.
I've listened to it.
And he exploded.
He turned into a small gibbering child.
He did.
Pre-Christmas, knowing that he's getting lots of presents that he wants.
Yeah.
Which is only to be expected, to be fair. Because I would do the same.
So I haven't talked to you for a while.
Only on Fools. We have talked in real life.
Well, yeah. Does real life happen outside Fools Daily?
Apparently it does.
Okay. I did see you at Adepticon.
I know. You probably got sick of me. That's why there was this period of I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah. And we could talk about your performance at Adepticon, but frankly, you were rubbish.
Apparently, I came ninth.
Yeah. And you carried the team event.
Yeah, that's because I have my muscular physique.
But we're not here to talk about that today.
No?
No.
What are we here to talk about, Mike?
We're going to talk about salute.
I'm doing one now.
What sort of salute are you doing?
It's a Rimmer salute.
Ah, I see. It's not a one-fingered salute.
No. So, okay. What's salute?
Well, you go. I haven't been for several years, so...
Oh, well...
What is salute?
Salute is a... It's the major or the premier UK wargaming convention. It's not a convention, it's a show.
It's a sales event.
It is, it's a promotion and sales event, and you get the opportunity to see a number of traders there, and a number of demonstration and participation games that are put on by various organisations throughout the country, whether it be a club or an organisation like the GCN or a group of people even as well. So it's an eye candy show, but there is also the opportunity to spend your shekels on toys as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a show that a lot of the smaller manufacturers aim their year to launch their new products, etc., at salute.
And
sort of, I suppose, the same way the American
and also show off stuff that's potentially due for release. You know, ideas as well as the new stuff as well. But do they have anything like that in America or not?
Well, I suppose the equivalent is Gen Con, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I suppose. But
the American games companies sort of tend to. That's when they do their product release. You know, their new products for the year and show what they're going to be doing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I suppose it is a con, so you do have the gaming side of things as well. Whereas at Salute, there is no gaming as such, other than if you choose to take part in a participation game. That's being held by one of the clubs over there or whoever's holding them. Traditionally, we go as a club and we put on some sort of demo or participation game. We basically go there to promote the club and any game systems that we feel we want to be involved in at the time. Over the 11 years, 12 years of the club, we used to do that every year, and then you experience burnout and you start asking the questions of, is this actually worth it? You know, are we getting anything from it as a club? Because it takes a lot of effort depending on what you're putting on, you know. One year we put on this massive 6x4 custom-built fantasy battle-esque. It was the Seven Trials of Gotrek and Felix, and I made this table and I spent a lot of effort and time doing it. I had some figures painted because that was the time when I was having my figures painted for me, and we used stuff there. And it was, you know, it was a big sort of demonstration game. It took a lot of effort, and then we don't actually get anything back from it in terms of we don't get new club members. We occasionally get one or two people sort of show up, but it's not something that you potentially do to promote your club in terms of saying, hey, come and join us sort of thing, because the geographical the people that come to it aren't necessarily from your catchment area as such. They're from all over the UK and also from abroad. There were a lot of Europeans there this year, and so once you realise that, you've got to do it for yourselves as such. You know, you kind of treat it as a bit of a jolly, a bit of a day out. There's an aspect of promoting the club as well, or whatever establishment that you represent. But essentially, you're doing it for yourself. So we've given it a miss for a couple of years, but we decided to go back, and I think we'll probably go back every 2 or 3 years just to show our face as such. But this year we were demonstrating Malifaux and Godslayer. And we actually had David from Megalith Games, who's one of the designers and owners of Megalith Games. He came down and helped on the Godslayer table, obviously.
Oh, very cool.
It was actually, but what the amusing story was that one of the guys from the club, Des, who's been on the show doing the Godslayer bit, we were waiting to meet him outside of the Excel Centre because Salute is held in the Docklands in East London at the Excel Centre. We were waiting to meet him outside, and he'd got the day wrong.
Who Des had?
No, the guy Dave from Megalith Games. But within an hour or two, he was there with the show, with his banners and gear and everything like that, and figures and things. And he'd made the effort to come along. So, you know, kudos to the guy. And by all accounts, when he talked to the Troll Trader, sales have been good for him, you know. So,
excellent.
So it really worked well. I saw loads of stuff there. Including the Demented Games guys who are producing the Twisted, who we met at Adepticon.
Oh, right. Sebastian and Adam.
Seb wasn't there. Adam and Peter, the actual games designer, who we never met.
Oh, brilliant.
Was there, so I had a brief chat with them. The usual sort of people, you know, that we see, that I see every year when I go, because I do make the effort to go every year. You know, the Hasselfreeze, the Heresies, Forge World. And they have, you know, it costs money for these guys to set up stuff, and they obviously need to get some sort of return. I saw a lot of forward orders around there, people coming to Salute to pick up their order. So I'm kind of guessing that that generates essentially enough cash for them to pay for the stall as well as any sales on the day. But I was disappointed, I think. I felt there was less people there this year. I feel the lighting in the hall is awful. I think they've gone to these LED lights, and it sort of leaves this sort of dim fuzziness around, which certainly for me, wearing spectacles, I found it hard to focus on things. In that light, it's quite high ceilings because these are big hangars essentially.
I haven't been since it moved to the Excel.
Yeah, so the last time was Earl's Court, I'm guessing, for you.
But I have heard that it's not the same show, that despite the fact that you've got more space and so therefore you don't have that mass scrum of gamer humanity that you used to have at Earl's Court, that it's sort of...
It was very...
Soulless is the word that I've heard used.
It's very busy because every year that they hold this, they hold it... There's a number of halls at Excel. So, you know, there was some sort of home... home sort of furniture type decorating type show going on. There was some sort of sewing show going on. There's some the London Marathon pickup for the runners is at Excel as well. So it gets really, really busy over there. But certainly inside the hall, I felt that it wasn't as busy as years before, because I wasn't having to watch for people getting in the way as I was walking around the hall. Because, yeah, you know, you have the traditional rucksack issue as people turn and they go to sweep you
things
aside.
Go flying.
No, they sweep you aside with their rucksack because they don't actually realise that they are bigger than they are. Because they,
but they're gamers.
Because they've got a rucksack on their back.
Well, and they're gamers, yes, so therefore absolutely. They're lardy.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that I didn't feel there was as many people as normal. New hotness was obviously Dead Man's Hand.
Yep.
The legend of Dead Man's Hand.
Yes.
Which I may have picked up.
And I was going to say, did you, what was your swag haul?
My swag haul was quite small, actually. It was The Legends of Dead Man's Hand and The Pinkertons. Hey. And I bought something else, and I can't remember what it was. So obviously very, very memorable. I didn't get any painting stuff or little bits and pieces or anything like that. I think the reflection of, but some of my other club mates had spent, you know, 50, 60 quid, you know. I saw Pete Wright from the Tractor Massive, and he seemed to be spending a lot of money.
Oh, he picked
stuff up for you, though.
Up some stuff for me. Lovely Pete.
Yeah, so kind of disappointing, I suppose, to a certain extent. I felt soulless. I don't think it is soulless. I mean, it is an opportunity to meet people old and new. You know, I met people from the old WPS days, like Scrivs, Paul Scriven Smith. I caught up briefly with Rob Broom from Scarab Miniatures, who were right next to us. All sorts of people from my shady past, as it were.
Excellent. That's good. I mean, do you think that part of it was you went round a dealer hall at Adepticon like the week before and had sort of, you know, seen a lot of the same manufacturers and things? Had the chance to pick up goodies.
I think the manufacturers in the UK at Salute are traditionally sort of mainly British, I think, you know. It's from the British wargaming. I mean, there are obviously other people out there, but Adepticon was small compared to Salute.
Right.
No, I don't think it was. I mean, I went to Hasselfree, for instance, and I picked up the gang that I was looking at, the Wizard of Oz gang. I picked it up and I looked at it and I thought, I don't need it now. As much as I want to do Fistful of Kung Fu, I think I've got to the stage in my gaming life, as it were, that yes, I still OCD collect stuff, but I'm going to try and get Dead Man's Hand up and running at the club before I do the Fistful of Kung Fu bit. So even though I've bought a smattering of figures, I don't want to go whole hog into it as yet. So there was that element of me, you know, I'd be going around looking at stuff, picking it up and going, well, actually, I don't need this now. So, which was pretty good for me, really.
That is good for you.
The old school terrain doesn't seem to be there anymore. The trees, the fences, all that sort of stuff, the roads. I didn't see much of that around anymore. You know, people like Mike from the Scene UK, he hasn't been to a show for ages, and I don't think he's doing really doing that sort of terrain anymore. But all that sort of old school,
basic sort of
home, yeah, the home built stuff, it's disappeared. which I actually miss.
I wonder, well, why do you think that is?
I mean,
surely there must still be a play. I mean, there must be requirements for basic terrain.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, and the other thing was that was missing this year was usually at Salute, Selwig, the guys from Selwig, South East London.
Yeah.
They organised the bring and buy. There was no bring and buy this year, so I think that was an issue as well. I don't know why that decision was made, because usually there is masses of people there. Because as you could appreciate, I think some of the figures I've read are about 8,000 people going through the door this year.
Right.
As you can probably appreciate, doing bring and buy at something like that, and the crowds and the lines to try and get in to sell and buy stuff is horrendous. But no idea why they didn't have that this year. But I think that was missing.
Yeah, something. I mean, well, I would tend to agree. I mean, you'd have thought that. I suppose it depends how much money it generates for the organisers, doesn't it? You know, are you paying for a pitch, or are you paying for a percentage of what you sell?
Yeah.
But I do. I mean, gamers. I mean, we've said it many times. We're all magpies, so we've all got masses and masses of stuff that we're probably not going to use.
Yes, and I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't buy some of the stuff that I didn't really have anything that I wanted to buy, really, apart from the Dead Man's Hand stuff, you know. And I don't really need the Pinkertons, because a few years back at a Salute, when we were going to start playing Legends, I bought four packs, you know, I think I've said it before, four packs of Foundry Cowboys, and I've probably got about 30 odd figures in terms of cowboys from different genres, as it were, whether they lawmen or outlaws. So I didn't really need the Pinkertons, but they're obviously a distinct look, so, and they're lovely. Oh
yeah,
the hotness that should have been there wasn't there was Crescent and whatever it's called, the new Saga supplement. What's it called, the Sword and Crescent?
Yes, that was missing, and that would have sold by the bucket load.
I mean, I think the guys at Gripping Beast were annoyed and upset that it wasn't there, and I think the intention was that it was meant to be there.
I think everything that they were doing from a promo point of view, leading up to the event, was certainly giving that impression. If you look at all the stuff that they did have, I mean, they basically had everything for a massive launch of that without that the actual rules.
Yeah, it's the Crescent and the Cross.
Yes.
But they did have the Foot Crusaders, the Mounted Crusaders, Saracens, and they had some generic Arab plastics there as well.
Yeah.
And they had the Christian and Muslim order dice sets for the game as well. And they had a nice table there, you know, they had a nice table showing off some of the new sculpts, some of the new figures, showing the sort of genre of the period. They had Alex from Tomahawk there talking. They had some other French guy there who I got talking to, and unfortunately his English wasn't very good, so we had this very strange conversation about the game, but we managed to muddle through it with my understanding of French and his weak understanding of English and my weak understanding of French, so that was amusing. But I think that would have been the big thing for me, but it wasn't there. Some of it was there, but I tell you what was cool was seeing the battle board for the Mounted Knights.
Yeah. Are you all excited?
Well, it was a good idea. They have this good idea. They sort of have these virtues, very much like the old Bretonnian fantasy battle virtues.
Right.
And you use a dice for one of these virtues, which allows you particular choices of orders on the board, which obviously you need to give dice up for.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very clever idea.
Oh, they were selling the dice.
They were selling the dice, and you got the boards for the Saracens and the Crusaders, and they were meant to be as final as they could be, barring cosmetic changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you pick up some dice?
I picked up some muslin dice.
Ah, because I had one of my my purchasing friends pick up both sets because. Is that the dice?
That's the muslin dice. And if anyone is offended by me saying muslin, go and watch. You're not a fan of porridge because that's how Ronnie Barker used to say it.
Yeah, but I picked up both sets because experience has shown that the dice is always the thing that's out of stock.
They had loads of them there.
Yeah, well, they probably learned from that from previous. But it is always the thing that goes out of stock. And I know you can play with normal D6s or stickers on normal dice, but it's just something about having the proper dice.
We're back to OCD collecting again.
We are back to OCD collecting. I haven't told you about my fistful of kung fu measuring sticks that I bought.
Oh, that's what I was looking for, was centimeter measuring sticks, but I didn't see products for wargamers there.
What you need is a company like bendyboards.co.uk.
Oh, right, and do they make them, do they?
Not yet. But you'd have thought that would be quite a good thing to make, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the other good thing to make would be like a tray for holding your Malifaux cards, like a Scrabble deck type tray.
That would be an excellent idea.
Oh, look how we go back to bendy boards.
Why not? You were promoting bendy boards at Salute.
Yep.
Because we didn't have a stand this year. And to be honest, I don't know if Salute is actually the right venue for a company like Bendy Boards to go.
It would be good from a promotion point of view, I think. And potentially people could give you orders. It would potentially be a good place to pick up stuff for
unlikely to have many people pick up boards, though.
Well, they're nice and carrying, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's a bulky. It's still a bulky item to move around the show with.
Yeah.
But that's probably a topic for another day. So we're well over time. We're not in nuclear explosion times, but we have sort of run over. So I suppose we ought to go.
Okay. I've been Conrad.
And I've been Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.